All right, everybody, we are back, and it is episode 13. Lucky number, right?
I'm excited. Sidebar. I just got into feet.
Wow, you've been missing out.
Just got into feet.
So you're a
shout out, Pro Messi.
So we've had situations like that, but I would say more times it was batteries. It was just whose turn is it? Relationships, and they're not fully healed either. So when you say certain things, and you like. They take it the wrong way, or they take it, you know what I'm saying?
Or they think you're a pussy. People that will want to voluntarily just do it just because they you know, a girl looks and stuff. So.
Oh, facts. Facts. In my younger days, fam, if a girl look fine, come give me that wine on my face.
All right, everybody, we are back, and it is episode 13. Where's the round of applause? Lucky number, eh? Lucky number. So
hey,
yes, don't be late again. I have to whip you into shape. So we are back on Zay Links episode 13, and this is a show, podcast/show about sexuality, sensuality, social norms, social abnorms, whatever it is. We talk about whatever is raw, explicit, and whatever can keep you listening and interested. So if you have any intimacy questions or comments and want to suggest future guests or have questions about previous guests, then please send an email to zaylinks@gmail.com. Follow on Instagram. It's Alizé Vlogs, as I am your lovely host. Definitely check out my links in my bio and see where else you can find me. I'm on Twitch. Got my little OnlyFans going on, so definitely come on and support.
Hold on, what's the Twitch?
Hold on, I'm going to drop the price there.
Okay.
On
sorry.
The OnlyFans. the Twitch is Delagachi, so it's in my bio. So play some games, you know, some COD, some Brawlhalla.
Cool, no?
Rocket League.
Well, you got to step your game up with the Rocket
League. NBA 2K. So it's there. So yeah, back to the show. I have another familiar face beside me. And for those of you that can't see, it's Gutsy Guts. How do you not know the voice?
Hey, what's going on, people?
AKA, what is it, G?
Viral G,
Ginobili,
yeah.
G. Yeah.
I got a bunch of other ones, but yeah, we'll just keep those two for now.
We'll get into your kinky names later, but we are gonna run the track first. So what do you got for us today, Friday?
Ebony X Ting.
Okay.
I like the bop on this. Okay.
I really like that. That is like really refreshing.
Yeah.
And that's Toronto.
R&B's got the video all looks sweet up.
R&B, that has like a Caribbean, like what is it? Tropical
Afrobeat kind of?
Yeah, something like that. I was gonna say Afro pop. I'm sorry, tropical pop, but I'm like, no, it's not
Caribbean pop.
This is good. Yeah, I like this. This is like nice and mellow, so it's very easy to listen to. So
yeah, and shout out, what's your name again?
Ebony.
Shout out Ebony, man, doing your thing.
EBHONI.
Oh, she spelled it all different.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exotic.
Ebony.
That's dope. So I got Gutsy Guts, aka what's your kink name? Like, I don't think it's Ginobili. What's the real G?
The kink name is Gutsy.
Gutsy Guts.
Yeah.
Guts.
Yeah. That's where I originally got the kink name from.
Oh,
well, that
shit.
Was, yeah, that's the name actually from, not even a kink name. The name Guts actually come from digging out girls' guts. That's really how I got the name. And then, like, I had to PG it a little bit. So I was just like, yo, you know, I'm that guy that I have the guts
reach.
To do whatever. No, I wouldn't say all that. You know, I'm not putting that business out there for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? But I get in those guts regardless.
Okay, because most guys that are digging out girls' belly, you know, like, they're getting up there, so
yeah. But you got to know the positions too, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll leave that suspense to whoever, you know, decides to explore with you.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. So Gutsy Guts is also a host here at We Love Hip Hop Network. Sure. And you host Six Views Uncut.
Yes,
right. So you're gonna give the uncut version here on Zay Link on Gutsy Guts.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you got guts.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just checking. So we're going to jump into some, I guess, topics here. And you're not going to hold back, are you?
Hell no. If you watch Six Views a Cut, We Love Hip Hop, Gutsy's mouth can get reckless and mixy.
Mixy guts.
Okay. So let's start. Like,
let's do it.
Eating pussy. Like, I mean, is it like a...
God damn. We went to... We jumped in.
Yeah.
No, continue. Sorry.
Yeah, no, eating pussy. Okay, so like a lot of Toronto black guys have an issue admitting it or having it as a norm in regards to their, I guess, their repertoire. So you're open with it?
Hell yeah.
You're good at it?
I believe so. I don't want to big up myself too much. You know what I'm saying? But I think I can do my thing.
Okay. So you have no problem being around dudes, guys you know, guys you smoke with, and saying that you eat pussy.
Yeah, no, I don't got no issues with it. One, it's Corona time anyway, so man, I'm not be sharing spliffs or blunts anymore. Well, my people's them. But just in general, like, I don't care what other niggas is doing. With their girls, sexually, with their mouth, penis, whatever. I don't care, because whatever you do is what you do, and whatever I do is what I do, so.
And I also believe, like, what's in the dark comes to the light, but I think that even... Think about it this way. What about the guys that are doing it that don't say nothing, that act like nothing is different? And they smoke with you same way and they do everything in their routine the same way. Versus the guy that says he actually does certain things and he has an active sex life and he's doing all these things. I mean, isn't it kind of interesting that even though there's people that say they don't do certain things and that are in your surrounding could be doing those same very things?
Yeah, it's interesting, but...
It's real.
Yeah, people are just... Toronto people. Let's put that out there first, too. Because the Toronto man them have the issue with it. I go when I used to go to the States, LA, wherever. Let me bring that back again. The Toronto and West Indies have a problem with it. But when I go to the States, it just seems like, bro, you don't eat pussy, B? All right, well, send me your girl. Let me eat it for her. And it's just like, chill, fam. But I guess it's like, to us, again, Toronto's just so taboo when it comes to sex. And we got to get over it. Like, well, we don't have to. But I think the man them should just be a little bit more open, bro. It's 2021. If you're not doing it to your girl, somebody else is.
And that could cost you a relationship.
Yeah.
I think because there's some women that like have this expectation that, yo, a man has to do this, like he has to do that for her. Like that's a requirement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a high standard, but I mean, like there are some women who feel that way and will put pressure on a man to do it. And if he's not doing it, that's, you know, likely cause for cheating or like leaving the person.
Yeah. Well, to that case, yes. But there are a lot of women that don't like their pussies being eaten.
That's very true as well.
So I don't know if it's like the guys are just whack at it or what the case is, but...
Or maybe they like a girl doing it.
You see, that's another topic too. Who does it better?
Yeah.
Guy or girl? Can I throw that question at you? Or we can say that for later? I get into interview mode.
You see my face? I
know. Like, who's better, the guys or the girls? But just going back to it...
This guy tried to flip the script.
You know what I mean?
I'm interview guts, man. I'm
this
sorry.
Ain't Six Views, okay?
But yeah, you could lose your girl if you don't. I just think it depends on the person too, right? You got to know who you're getting yourself, well, who you're getting into a relationship with. Because if your girl's
not
very
sexual. Not
everybody
that eats pussy is really in a relationship, right? There's some people that will want to voluntarily just do it just because they how, you know, a girl looks and stuff. So.
Oh, facts. Facts. In my younger days, fam, if a girl look fine, come give me that wine upon my face.
So, Sorry. Okay, hold on. So while we're on the topic of like the face sitting kind of thing, so do you, so with you enjoying a girl whining on your face and stuff like that, are you into, do you like when a girl like face fucks you and stuff like that? Like, or are you into the more subtle, slow stuff?
It's got to be my, no, I like that rough.
I didn't, man. No filters.
I don't mind it still. Don't be too rough. Like, I don't want to, like, choke or anything like that.
Or
I'm not
chafe
into the choking.
On your face? Chafing?
Yeah, but I don't mind having my little cum mustache, cum whatever.
You know what? There's a thing
beard.
For that. Hold on. No, it's not that. It's called the chin rest.
Chin rest? That's what it's called?
I've heard it's been called the chin rest when the guy has, like, the little goatee under the lip.
Okay, as long as there's no pauses on it, I'm cool with that, fam. The guy them can come on my
Hold
chin.
Hold on. I'm looking
come
around the room.
All right here.
How many people have a chin rest in?
The man them are, we're not getting involved. The man them are like, we're on the side here.
For listeners listening for the podcast portion, there are some gentlemen in the room, including Friday.
Say what?
And I'm looking at the chin rest.
Trying to put me Put you on blast.
So we have a Herc in the building. Yeah, I'm giving out the identity.
I passed by for a quick second.
Yeah,
I was rocking the beard for the longest time, and I told my barber, yo, give me the goatee. But true, I have a goatee. But yourself. You understand what I'm saying? I have a goatee.
I see the chin rest, though. Yeah,
everything's connected. Chin rest is what Gucci has. I mean, Gutsy has right
this
here.
Here?
No, right under here.
Oh, this piece that's right here.
You have one too.
But it's connected, no?
The matter thing is connected, though. It's connected, though.
It's not like it's separated, set up for that. Nah,
more so. Juice.
Pardon?
More juice to, you know, moisturize. No?
That's for you. That's for you and Gutsy. Oh,
man. But to the fit, yeah, I don't mind it still. I like that stuff. So. I like an aggressive woman. So when a woman's more...
That's what it was called. Now I'm going to have to change up my shaving practice.
that's the landing strip.
The landing strip. Yeah, that's what I remember it being called. The landing strip thing.
But girls have the landing strip down
there,
too.
Yeah, girls have the little line thing. Yeah.
I think the landing strip is down there, but the chin rest. Because if a girl's on your face, then
our landing strip's on our face.
Beep. What? Why'd they do it?
Yeah. Right, this way. Well, this way.
The flight control, right?
Not that way.
Here.
This way.
That's the flight controller.
Dirtbag. Interesting. So I'm noticing a lot. When you see the dudes with the chin rest, you don't know already that they're making it very comfortable.
Ow. Yeah, man. Just man, them. Get comfortable for the gal, them. Straight.
Yes. So let's talk about sex clubs.
Yeah, let's do it. Shout out Oasis. Shout out M4. Shout out the one in Saga that I don't remember the name on Dixie too.
Is that the one with the feet fetish type of thing?
Yeah. I don't remember the name, but yeah.
I was supposed to go, but I didn't get a chance.
Why not?
I just didn't get around. True. It was a mood or something. Like I was looking into it and stuff because it done already mute my feet. So it's like it was a thing that I was actually going to, you know, make it available. But I just never went out there. So.
What's crazy too, I know sidebar, I just got into feet.
Wow, you've been missing out.
Just got into feet. So you're still a shout out Curl Messi.
So you're a foot slave then.
Pardon? I can't find that. I gotta go look for that one.
Hold on, his feet?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Throw up? Did you throw up in your brain?
Hey, I like my feet dealt with. I don't do feet. Like that's just it.
It's got to be my girl still. It can't be no random. I'm not putting no random girls for it. And you got to wash it. You got to do all them tape there.
But there.
I don't want to be putting my tongue in your foot and I get a piece of something.
In your foot.
On
the feet.
On the feet. And then like I get some something in my mouth. Calluses. It's got to be right out the shower, fam. Right out the shower.
Well, there are people that have fetishes that like feet, stinky feet. Like I've had. Like every teach their own, right? So, I mean, I've had my feet like sucked or whatever just as is. Some people have requested, you know what I mean, like wear running shoes, have sweaty feet, like some people are into right different things gym, so yeah. Again, with fetishes you have to be into it to understand it. You're not Facts. Meant to just like everything. Like we're talking about feet, there's probably some people out there who will be like, what the fuck? It's mm-hmm. like you're allowed to feel that way, mm-hmm. but you cannot discredit how somebody feels or what they like because they're into that fetish. You don't have to be.
Yeah,
so that's just the reality. So you've just named a few sex clubs. And there are some around the city, but there's not too much.
No.
Because they try to still keep it unique. So what have you experienced at the sex club? Because Oasis is clothing optional.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other clubs you went to? Like, did you ever go to a sex club just butt naked?
Not butt naked, but you have the towel around. I believe M4, you have to wrap the towel around you. So you have to have a towel, but the rest of you, like everything else is off.
In Oasis, you don't got to wear anything.
You don't have to wear anything. Yeah, so Oasis, you can go. I believe in the thing too. In M4? I'm not too sure, but I just remember in M4, you had to have the towel, at least the towel. And then if you didn't want to have the towel on, I believe you could just have it off and just go bare ass naked.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
How are you comfortable in your own skin around other men when you're ding-a-ling?
Again, I'm not thinking about it. I'm looking at the gallery.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I'm looking at it like it's a more freakier club. It's a regular club. It's just that more people are just have less clothes on. And they're doing sex in there. But motherfuckers is having sex in the club and doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the club too. So to me, it's...
Going into a sex club, you got to go in there with the mindset, understanding what you're going to see, what can happen, and what level of maturity you have going in there. Because you can't be like a full person and then think you're going to go into a sex club and be judgmental and be like, yo, look at that guy's thing. Like, yo, it's so a pinch.
Not even just that. Like, sorry to cut you, but also like just dealing with like transgenders and other people that are in there too, right? LGBT. So when you really have to be mature to be in there, because some people are like, oh, I'm not into that, or da 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 da. And it's just like, come on. Like, you have to be an open-minded person to go to those. You really do. And I'm not like I'm open on that side or anything like that. And there's nothing wrong to whoever plays in that kind of ball frame or whatever. But I'm just more open-minded. I'm fun. Like, when it comes to galdom, you know, I'm going to do my thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when it comes to threesomes, have you ever had one?
Oh, yes. Many. Plenty. Yes. Eric.
All right. No. Nice meeting you. Yeah, you too. All right.
PK Eric in the building.
Eric is exiting. Okay. So you've had plenty of threesomes.
Yes.
Have you ever done a threesome with another dude and a girl?
Yes.
Totally mature about it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a few times. Well, originally it was my bros, like me and my bros. We would.
Wow.
Whatever you want to call battery or threesome things. But yeah, then I wasn't too much of it with like homies and shit like that. But I
partake in it. A family affair though, like that's kind of like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my, shout out to my bro. He, you know, he kind of put me on to some dirtbag shit. So we, me and my two brothers and my two cousins. Girls, wow. There's a few girls that have experienced all five of us.
Damn.
In the same night. In the same night, too.
Damn. That sounds like an orgy. That sounds more like an orgy versus a threesome.
I think more. Is an orgy a battery?
An orgy is like a sex party, like basically like multiple individuals having sex at the same time and stuff. So,
okay.
In the theme of the orgy, meaning that like there was multiple sessions happening where like you two could be over there, you two over here. And then let's just say you guys don't all have to be in contact at the same time, so to speak.
So we've had situations like that, but I would say more times it was batteries. It was just whose turn is it? Or two guys go in there, come out, next guy comes in.
Has a girl ever been judgmental in that sense where she's like, no, I like him better?
Yeah, yeah. Many times. Many times. I even know of situation. I don't want to put when I was
the ting them.
I don't want to put the guy on.
We're already here now.
Yeah. So me and two of my homies at the time, this girl wanted to smash. I think we were celebrating something. And the girl was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm proud of you guys. You're doing your thing. I want to fuck you guys. But I got to fuck him first. Wasn't me. I'll be real with it. Wasn't me, right? But it was one of my homies. And he didn't want to do it at first. He was just like, man.
Pressure.
I'll do it for the team. So,
those ones.
Yeah, but yeah, I think girls just have a preference. They want to do, girls are into certain things, but it's like they want a certain guy to make them comfortable with it first.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of girls are into, like, a lot of my homegirls, they tell me, like, they want to have threesome with the other guy, but they don't want the guys to make them think, like, she's a slut or she's a whore or something like that.
Mm. Okay. That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
And it's real, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
Guys are immature, so you know, like certain girls are gonna give it up to them, and then you have a situation where it's just like, oh, that girl is this and not the third, or they tell their brother, yeah, you can hit it too, fam. You know, all you gotta do is this and not the third, and it's just like maybe she's just cool with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's cool with doing certain stuff with you, not everybody.
It's exclusive type of thing.
Yes.
Mm. It's all about energy, right? I mean, when it comes to certain fetishes, again, you have to have a mutual type of situation or arrangement, and sometimes people are more comfortable with somebody else. Like a very particular type of person. Yeah. Maybe not the person they're actually dating, so.
Yeah, there's certain girls that I, like, I'm not doing certain shit. Like, I mean, I'm not eating out every and any girl, right? Like, mm-hmm. Certain girls, I'm not eating you out. I'm not giving you. I'm not even giving girls, like, the 100. Unless I really like you. Like, if I like you or I get that vibe, yeah, I'll give you the energy. But if
or
not.
Or the Roz. Because, again, some people think they're just going to, you know, slam or just you're going to put your mouth on anybody. But
yeah, like.
You got to earn.
Can you rewind? What's the 100s?
The 100 is just like the full ass. Dick. The full dick. You're getting all that nasty. I'm spitting on your coochie, slapping that ass. What you like, girl? Did you come yet? Did you bust a nut yet? That's the type of energy I'm on.
Because he holds back.
Me, I know I'm... Come on, we're guys. We know we're going to nut. I don't know about every guy, but me, 100% of the time, if we're fucking, I'm going to come. I want you to come, bro. Like, I want you to say, yeah, that nigga, the way he made me...
Like, toes curl.
Yeah, I'm saying like that. I want to be able to make a girl do that.
Okay. So let's talk about BDSM then. So when it comes to, again, it depends on the type of girl you're having a sexual encounter with.
Facts.
Would you say that you're more sexually submissive or dominant? Or does it depend?
I'm submissive. Like, I like to be dominated.
Okay.
Like, I like a girl to just take control, do whatever. Depends. But like, yo, like,
more times
come
here,
like, yeah, come fuck me like that. Let me sit on your face. Come do this. Or let me suck your dick. Like, I just want her to just kind of be in control.
Okay. Would you ever let a girl put you in handcuffs and do some like sexual play?
I have once and I regretted it. I regretted the shit out of that, man.
How bad did it get? Was it like money robbed? Like you were left?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that left, but I can see she was getting out of hand with it, and I broke the bed and shit because like she wasn't letting me go. I'm saying the safe word, and you're not letting me go. Like, come on, B. So yeah, she was. No. I'm not gonna lie, like I'm a nipple guy. Like my nipples to be played with. You know what I'm saying? That go to. I shouldn't even be putting that out there. But she was just getting too. Yeah, I'm a dirtbag. I'm a freak. Alizé, I'm a freak, baby. But yeah, so she was just getting way too into the nipples. Like I'm just like, yo, fam, like I nutted. So it's like I nutted just off of her playing with my nipples. She didn't stroke my dick.
Like licking, like sucking, okay,
playing with it, just caressing it, just doing crazy shit. And like I nutted. And I'm a man, after I nut, I need to chill for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
She's still going.
She was trying to dominate.
So at this point, like I'm trying to give her like all V triggers, which is this movers like your knee, and I'm trying to like kick her off me, but I'm like, I'm handcuffed. So I'm just like, what, bitch, like. Yo, it was.
Hold on, that's where the athleticism comes in now. Those moves, those wrestling moves.
I wasn't that athletic. The wrestling moves, I was just watching them. I wasn't actually in the ring enough, man. The moves.
That's where the calves and the thighs and all those leg workouts would pay off. You just grab her by the head.
I felt violated. Like, you know, when you just, like, she uncuffed, or I broke off the thing and she uncuffed me after when she seen, like, I was, like, upset.
After you broke the bed? Like, shit.
So she was like.
That was her go-to. Okay, fine.
I went, like, I just cut, I think I went, like, at a, what do you call it? A fetal position?
Oh, she and she just looked at me like, way?
This nigga's a punk.
No, but once there's a safe word, you have to respect it because there's no fun in the play if you're going to, like, abuse that. It's just like a guy and a girl, like, getting into the mood, and then it's borderline sexual assault. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know when to stop, and then she's telling him to stop, and then it's, like, same situation. Like that.
Cookies, bitch. And cookies. Cookies, man. I want my cookies. I want to go eat cookies.
You know what? She forgot the safe word.
Well, she didn't forget. She knew what the fuck.
That's the name of the episode, Cookies.
I want my cookies, man.
Gutsy got the cookies. Where's Gutsy's cookies?
Gutsy cookies coming soon. But yeah, so that kind of ruined my experience with it too. Because you have those situations too, right? Where you want to try something new and then it's totally fucked up. And then it just ruins your experience too. And you're like, nah.
Hold on. Was it your bed?
No.
You broke her bed?
No. Hotel.
Oh shit. So who booked the hotel? Because that's like a liability right there. That's a fee.
I wasn't my name, so.
Oh shit. That's good.
Hey.
Broke the bed. Still can't get over that. Like, what was she waiting for?
I don't know what you like. You made me nut, fam. You did your job. The fuck were you gonna do? Like, what? That's my whole process. What were you trying to get out of? Like, did you want to see how far
it's
you could get out of me?
It's domination. It just reminds me of like overkill. Like you want to just get to her level of like climax. Cause maybe she gets off on, if she's dominating you, then there's an element of pleasure for her. But have to have a respect where even if a guy comes, like more times you're going to still try to please the girl until she has some level of satisfaction. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in that particular situation, she's wrong because even if she wasn't done, she should have explained like, okay, I need this now for me to get off, or I want to do something. So it's consensual. So you have an understanding of you're still in play. If you've already called out safe word, bang bed, broke yourself out and like, you're mad now.
Cookies.
Cookies.
No cookies in the jar.
Stop being greedy.
I'm like, why are you playing this?
I was trying to find the connection.
Have you had experience like that where you just went too overboard? Where you're like, you're getting way too into a situation, maybe riding a face or you're a dominate. So I don't know if you ever like have a strap on or something and you're getting too into like digging out a guy or.
No, I don't do certain things sexually as well, but I don't get out of control. Like, I don't get out of hand. Like, I pretty much have reasonable situations. The only thing is, like, I might want to still keep going, like, for my climax.
Yes.
Right? So, like, I'm not selfish in the sense of, like, anything like that. It's just if I have a pleasured partner and we're doing our thing, the main thing is, like, I probably just have, like, a super high drive and I kind of want to maybe keep going or whatever. But
I think there's a lot of women.
It's about getting people that are willing to participate in the play, because I don't, like, I haven't had a lot of partners that were interested in a lot of, like, the fetish stuff that I was kind of into. So then I kind of naturally had to, like, just not do it.
And that's a problem too, right? The person that you're, like, attracted to might not be on your level sexually.
Right. That happens. It's pretty common. Yeah. And again, if you have, again, like, if, for like what I portray and what is a part of my sexual nature, like, it's hypersexuality, right? So that's like a more heightened level than a traditional sense. So again, if we're like, if I'm into certain things, then it's hard to match it, just because it's like on a more like extreme, like I have higher drive or whatever the case is. So
okay,
yeah, it's not like I've had a situation like that where I've been handcuffed, and most people haven't wanted to handcuff me because I guess they're thinking that I might want to do it to them or something. Or they might feel that like they might hurt me or whatever. Like, I just had a lot of people that just didn't understand certain things. So
they might be afraid to ask. A lot of guys are you know, insecure about their, you know, their sexual mindset of how to ask a woman how to do certain things too, or if they want to do certain things.
Like, but I'm a teacher, but I mean, like, at the same time, like, sometimes I just kind of, maybe I guess, have an expectation that somebody should know. And then if they don't, then it's like disappointing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's intense right there with the sexual play. Again, it has to be consensual. So therefore, if I want to do certain things and the other person doesn't, then it's not consensual.
Yeah.
Right. So therefore, it doesn't go down like that. So, yeah, that's unfortunate, actually, that happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, bed has to break. That's fucked up.
So I don't, yeah, you can't handcuff me. You can't do any of that stuff. You can't tie me up. Nope.
Like, watching 50 Shades of Grey is one perspective, but I mean, it comes down to just honestly communication and like getting trained, because there are instructors out there that teach you BDSM and teach you submission and teach you domination. There are people out there, right? So they're online, they're everywhere, and there's dominatrix out there. So there's things that people can learn to understand to make their sexual experiences understanding, because then that's the only way you're really gonna have like actual pleasure.
And also too, just like you said, like with the 50 Shades stuff, porn is porn, fam. That's not real life. Don't try to be doing that shit that they be doing, because the certain stuff you have to learn how to do,
and safety.
Yeah.
Because you can spank somebody with the wrong tool and then like they're getting hurt or pulverize them with the wrong type of, you know, like electronic dildo or whatever. Like, there's all kind of things that you can do. You just need to know how to master it and how to make it enjoyable and pleasurable.
See, Dirtbag Guts is even thinking, like, I'm thinking like in my anal days when I used to give girls like fuck them in the ass and shit. Yeah. And you have to teach them, like, you can't be eating certain shit, and you know, you have to control your, you know, drink water for most of the day, or don't eat anything crazy, especially if you're new to this, like even the warm-up process,
or
like,
starting with finger, you have to start small.
Yeah.
And then even if you have butt plugs or whatever, but you have to like practice and exercise, because I mean, your asshole, like, you know, the sphinx, so to speak, that like contracts.
Yeah.
So you got to understand that push power.
Yeah.
From like having something inserted versus like having something exit, right?
Oh, man.
And understanding that if it does get a little messy, it's natural. I mean, you're probably gonna have some mistakes. If your ass is full, then you're probably more likely to have some issues of, you know, some brown.
Don't be eating Popeyes before you go try to do anal, bro. Y'all them don't do that.
There's lubrications, right? And I did tutorials on this as well. There's like I forgot what it was called, anal something, but there's scented and edible anal gels. There's lubrications. There's all types of things. So.
KY jelly.
Yeah. But there's also specific ones too. Like, there's things to like actually numb your asshole as well. So there's numbing gels, because a lot of people don't understand that it is a area that could potentially tear.
Tear, yep.
Right? I mean, so you got to make sure that you're doing safe play, because you don't want to be tearing your ass and then telling, yeah, lick me and like lick my ass now. It's like, nah. It don't really work that way for hygienic purposes. Right? And then, yeah. So it's just all about safe play and, you know, just sexual
clean and
health.
Safe. Yeah.
Clean sexual health safe. Is huge.
Learn your things, man.
Yeah.
Learn your stuff.
So voyeurism, do you enjoy watching people have sex like live in person or online? Like, what is that experience like?
It's weird, but yeah, I don't mind it.
It's weird how?
Because, you know, you kind of look like a creep that you're watching other people have sex. But to me, it's like, you can also learn a thing or two. Well, like, you can actually see and experience certain things that you wouldn't know, or you wouldn't, like, just being passionate. That's something I didn't know until I watched somebody have sex.
So, question. Have you ever had sex in front of people?
Oh, yeah.
Like?
Brethren's.
Oh, yeah. You did do the threesome and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I have even. I can tell you. I'll try and run through the story really quick. I had a situation in London where me and a couple of my friends, we were out there, we were at a club. We took home maybe two or three girls, but two girls were like, I think I know what this is going to be. And they left the one girl. So it ended up being that girl was cool with me, right? So anyways, we went inside. There was maybe like four guys and another girl that was there. And yeah, I got it in. Like, I was right. We were right in the living room. Some guys were like, I was on the couch here, and the couch was like here. Some guys were here. I don't want to put out the person, but one guy put out a chair and just. Okay. Yeah, don't mind me. Don't mind me. Keep going. Keep going.
That's his thing.
Yeah, certain guys were on the couch, and yeah, I'm an entertainer, man.
So, mans are just getting hard and just feeling up their pants.
I don't know what the man them were doing. Me don't know what the man them were doing. I know I was getting into work, though. So, in that situation. But yeah.
Naked or just like.
Who, me?
Like, or with. That scenario. Like, what?
I believe, well, my pants were off. Like, fully. I don't like having, like.
You don't work.
It's weird. Off. Yeah, I can't work with, like, just the boxers and things like that. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, I gotta have at least the pants off.
You don't pull it down to your ankles?
Like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can pull it down to my ankles. Or at least one half off or whatever. Like, I'll take off one half.
He's demonstrating.
Yeah, so I'll take off the one half and then, but yeah, no, I don't mind it. I'm cool.
Okay, so next question. Since we're talking about your athleticism, do you fuck standing up or lying down? Whatever.
Again,
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I'm lazy now because I'm a little bit older, so I'm a bed guy. So I got to be like sitting down after a while. Like, you can get like
back
five,
is broken.
5-10 minutes. Not the back. The back is mashed up, but sexually it gets Hulk, right? I turn into Hulk with the back. It just forgets everything, all the pain. But standing up, nah.
What is it about? Like, I mean,
it's got to be, again, it's passionate. Like, standing up's got to be a thing where I'm just like, you know, I'm standing up and I'm just grinding in you. And yeah, I'm saying, like, standing up, you got to be, I got to really feel it. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a quickie too.
Yeah, just bend over and just done. Okay, I got you.
I know. Yeah, because standing up's weird. Because I stand up in a park one time. Mm. It was just hard. Everything, like, it's complicated. I don't like to make things harder. You know what I'm saying? I like for things to be just like kind of easy going and shit like that. So
it's about gravity.
What about cars?
Too many.
No, but like
I don't mind it. It's hard, but I don't mind it.
It could be too many, but like, would you like, is it something you would prefer?
Yeah, I prefer to fuck in a car than outside, or like, you know what I'm saying, or standing, or even standing up. I've had way too many car sex. Like, I love fucking in a car.
It's messy.
It is, but yeah, I love it.
Crampy. Depends on what kind of car you're. If you're in a Jeep, then
you know, any car, fam. Just put up somewhere.
Hunchback, everything.
Just the thought of somebody just walking by or something. Police rolling up on you, like.
The thrill.
And them telling you, like, yeah, you know, like, yo, fam. You're cool? You can't be doing this, man. Not in the park, man. Not in the park.
All right, just give me 5 minutes, and then you get back to it.
Just come on. Go find somewhere. Go rent a hotel, man.
Okay. So let's talk about, well, there's a question from The Voice.
Okay.
Hey.
The Voice.
So he knew you were coming, so he has a question for you.
All right.
How's it going, Mr. Dutty Guts? My question to you is, when you find it very, very exotic to smash an albino girl on your roster?
Ooh, an albino girl.
I don't know where he got that from. It's a random question.
But... Yo, that's shout out The Voice. That's got to be on the roster. I've never had, as far as I know, I don't know if I've had sex with any female that was albino, and I've smashed pretty much a lot of races. Something else too, and I've had sex with a smaller person, by the way. And I don't want it to seem weird or something, but like Winnie Harlow. Like, you know how she has
vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. Something about that is fucking so attractive to me. I don't know why, bro. Like, it's just
difference is beautiful, I guess, in a sense, because things that are different are unique, and things that are not easily accessible tend to be something that you sometimes desire.
Like, she's so I don't know why.
His toes are curling. Oh my yeah.
Like, seeing the legs. Yo, like, I'm just like, yo, I want Winnie Harlow to do OnlyFans. I'm just like, I hope she doesn't have a man or anything out there, but I think that's what it is. Different. Like, I don't, like, the same is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just like females that are just different. Ladies that are different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Shout out Winnie Harlow. Beautiful. Toronto lady.
Somebody tag Winnie for this.
Please.
She needs to hear from Gutsy Guts.
She's getting a thumbnail.
Winnie!
She's going to be on the cover. Okay, so let's get into our question segment.
All right.
So, don't read it.
No, I was just looking at you. I was preying you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Name a kinky moment during the show on Six Views Uncut that you got some sexual play. Or if you had anything happen.
Oh, man. I'll be... There is a time I didn't get play. But there was a time where an interview happened, and after somebody got play. I can't say too much because I'll be exposing people. So I'll just say that privacy. Yeah, so privacy is, what is it again?
Respected.
Sorry, I gotta get the key of that. But yeah. There was a time where somebody did get play. I'll say that.
Because sometimes when you're like on a show or you're somebody of like a public figure, you know, sometimes people like to get close. They want to feel things.
They want to get warm.
They want to experience things. And, you know, like, you're a down ass dude. So, like, I can only imagine the amount of panties that are being thrown at you, or the you know, what people are conjuring up inside in regards to bodily energy while they're sitting, you know, across or beside you. So
network perks.
Facto.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for the ladies out there, Mr. Gutsy is taken. So that just
doesn't stops limit everything. You.
I'm joking. No, it definitely, it wouldn't stop. Back in the day, it wouldn't stop me. I wouldn't give a fuck. But also, I do have to be professional. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, Friday did, like, he has shown me a lot of game where it's just like, not even like saying like I've hit on any girls or anybody I've had interviewed with, but how does that look when I'm the guy that's fucking everybody that I interviewed? That looks kind of whack. To demand them, it'd be like, yo, Gutsy smash her, Gutsy smash this. But then, like, when I'm really trying to get in the industry, it's like, do I want to interview this guy and he's going to try and come on to me? And you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. So I don't even want that. That reputation on me, nothing like that. Any girls that come here, I'm super professional with them. It is kind of awkward too, because I do try to ask uncut questions, and I don't want to be like that pervert guy, but I want Toronto to be more open with talking about sex, because it's like, fuck, bro, like, we all do it. Like, it's not a big deal.
But I think it's a reality, because a lot of people fucking work regardless, right? Mm-hmm. There's norms that we like to put in place, but at the same time, shit happens. And sometimes it's in your most intimate environment where you get the most closest to people to even engage in sexual activity, right? Mm-hmm, that's just real shit.
But yeah, shout out to the spicy little thing. I'll put her on blast because it's already out there. But yeah, she was trying to get warm with me. She it was her birthday and she came here and she was flirting with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was funny. It was good content. But other than that, yeah, nah. I'm like that ugly, dark skin, cute guy girls gosh. Like. I don't know how to say ugly and cute, but
they think ugly first, then they think cute later.
I ain't got drip like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't one of those guys that girls be coming on to, like, you know what I'm saying? Friday and her. Gucci gang.
Shit. You said Gucci gang?
Oh, Gucci, yeah. Gucci get the gal them. The Dougla looking guy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Dougla looking one.
Our cameraman. and the co-host.
Yeah, and also somewhat Six Views. We Love Hip Hop and Six Views on co-host. Shout out Gucci.
Okay.
But yeah, they get the girls. Gutsy's just the man them like me. No homo.
Okay. So now we're going to get into some more questions here. So would you ever talk to your Bredgen's girl behind his back and still casually talk to him about her like nothing is like happening?
No, I wouldn't casually talk about it. I would fuck her and let him know. Or I'd let him know before.
You'd give him the warning?
I'd give him the warning. Like, yo, I'm going to probably smash this thing.
Oh, shit.
And it before, again, the old me didn't care. I had no, like, I was going to be real. You had no limits. I didn't really care.
You had I was friends? Smashing. You could smash a guy's girl just like that after he's trying to wife a thing?
But why is she giving it to me like that then? Then she shouldn't be your girl then. So, like, yeah, I used to be like that a lot. But now, like, nah, I don't got time for that. I'm a little bit more respectful to my Bredgens and their things. So I don't even look at my Bredgens. I more look at them like homies now. So I ain't trying to fuck them. Nah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy, Gutsy.
Nice guy talks.
But yeah, I've done that before many times.
Oh, wow. You're so ruthless, man.
I apologize to any of my Bredgens that I've smashed your girls.
And if they're not with them now, you feel no way about it.
Yeah, if you're not with them anymore, then hey. But if you are, I apologize about that.
This is sorry for 2021.
Oh, man. There's one guy that I think he knows that I smashed. I hope he doesn't watch this. I think he probably knows does. I smashed his baby moms. But he doesn't have full proof unless she like came out. Because like she's rude. I'm pretty sure she probably like, yeah, I fucked guts. And it was good. But other than that, like him, I think he might be like upset, but I don't think he has actual proof. Like he's like, I don't know, but I think God the fuck.
He hasn't heard the confession yet. They haven't got into it.
I ain't fuck her though.
Also, next shit happened. Wow, we'll leave that alone. So, what's the most common thing you and previous partners have argued about in a relationship? Like, what's the big argument breaker that tends to constantly like plague you when it comes from relationship to relationship?
Sexual or just in general?
In general. We'll give them something subtle.
I don't communicate my feelings well. So like
typical guy.
Yeah. My bro teach me something about silent treatment and it fucked me up in a relationship where I'm not that guy that's going to go hit you and be really aggressive. I'll just shut everything the fuck down. To me. Like, I just won't. Like, I'll be in a house with you. And, like, I just won't talk to you.
Not good, man.
Like, I'll say hi to you. I'll kiss you. Tell you good morning. Do all that shit. But I just won't communicate with you. I'll pass you. We'll smoke together. We can watch TV. But I just won't communicate with you like that. Like, I'll just shut the fuck off. So that, like, usually hurts all my relationships because it's like, I can't communicate well when I'm like, what do I say? Like, how do I say, yo, I'm upset about how you felt about this and da, 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 or
talk
what you
real.
Did about
oh
that.
Oh my gosh. Why are you guys always so worried about like expressing themselves? There's ways to communicate.
Because also too, when you do communicate, certain females have been broken and they've been through toxic relationships and they're not fully healed either. So when you say certain things and you like, they take it the wrong way. Or they take it, you know what I'm saying?
Or they think you're a pussy.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Which is common, but at the end of the day, my preference is I'd rather you communicate than not.
No, that's 100, of course. I think anybody, that's a deal breaker for most relationships is communication, right? Like, people just can't communicate. Yo, you're not fucking me enough. You're not spending enough time with me. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Or whatever the situation is.
Because a lot of people take a position where it's like, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to control you. But at the same time, when you're in a relationship, there are rules to that. You have to be able to show accountability and show like energy. Like if you're bothered by something, it's better you make it known than trying to think that it's supposed to be insinuated. Because not everybody's going to interpret like your like lack thereof when it comes to things that you cannot do well.
No, that's true. Well, that's 100.
I just think that's just facts.
No, that's 100.
Yeah,
I have that problem. I think I think everybody. I think that's a major problem with most relationships. Is like
it's a guy thing, man. Girls have no issues. It's not. Sometimes
females have that issue too. Females won't fully say what the issue is, or they'll hold back, or they'll do the same thing. Or you should know what's wrong with me.
I think the main thing with females is that why most of us have so much to spew when we do, because the lack of communication from the dude has built up so much where other things have piled on. Mm-hmm. So it's always like a buffet of like shit. And that's where you're getting like that full plate load versus the little appetizer of the one issue.
You did that.
But like, I think it's communication on both sides. I feel like
it is.
Like a lot of females have been in toxic relationships and they haven't fully gotten over it. And they get into relationships like not fully figured out what happened in the past relationship.
Because most of the time...
And there's, like, I understand it, but it just ruins the communication sometimes.
Because a lot of women date the same type of guy, unfortunately. Like, if you like a certain type and then you end up hearing, like, oh, I'm different from the rest, and then you start to realize, okay, once that assimilation starts kicking in, meaning you're starting to see similarities, you're starting to get accustomed to what you are used to, and the traits become, you know, similar, that's when it becomes almost like a repetitive situation. So
yeah,
that's pretty interesting shit.
We were talking about that maybe this week or last week on the show. It's not funny, but this girl kept talking to guys that were dying.
Wow.
And I'm like, you probably want to stop talking to these street guys
or even jail guys. Yeah, a
lot of jail, street, just any, like, if you know that nigga have a gun, you probably don't want to talk to him. And she knew, like, that was, you know, oh my god, he's from whatever in Toronto, he has a gun, he showed me.
She felt safe, maybe, or felt threatened, who knows.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be good for a couple of months, year, two, and then, you know what I'm saying?
If, year or two?
If.
Maybe if. 6 months, maybe.
If he survives or stays on outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got him. Talk to the nice guys. There's a bunch of nice guys out there.
But can nice guys fulfill the sexual desires, right?
Yeah. You just gotta find the right one. Just like, can the bad boys do it? Not really.
Yeah, I guess it's...
I be hearing stories about some of you Toronto hood guys. Some of you gunmen, them out there, same thing. Like, there's a lot of...
More power in the gun than in the...
Like, there's gunmen out there that are claiming, oh, yeah, bad man, don't do this. But you guys are eating pussy, too. You guys are eating body. Like, who cares? And it's just like... And you're not doing it good. So it's like...
It's when people like lie about it or just act like they're so like repelled. That's the issue. It's just like, keep it real. Like, if you do it, you do. If you don't hate somebody because they do.
Yeah.
Because it got to get done regardless, right?
Yeah. Someone's going to do it better. Way better.
That's facts. So have you ever had a prostate massage? And prostate meaning like, have you had like insertion into your butthole? In regards to sexual stimulation, because the prostate's a way of a guy having an orgasm anally.
Yeah. No. I've only had tongues up there. But yeah, I'm kind of scared. And too, like, I'm thinking, like, fuck, man, I'm getting up there. I got to go get a prostate check probably just now anyways. But nah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared. Hold on. So let's be real about it, because a lot of girls see like black like guys and think that their ass is all hairy and shit. So do you actually clear the way before a girl does you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I know ahead of time, like my shorty saying, yo, I'm going to do it down there. Yeah. Okay. I know I gotta fix it up. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure it's all pretty down there before she goes down there. But back in the day, I didn't know what the fuck. Like, the first time a girl did that shit to me, it was just like, whoa, like, what are you doing? And like, whoa, okay.
You weren't really prepared.
The man, I'm lying. This is not gay. This feels nice.
As it should. It is a prostate. And I mean, girls get, you know, fingered in their ass all the time.
Not the fingering. The licking.
Okay.
The kissing and the licking of the booty hole.
Okay.
But the prostate itself.
Rimming.
Yeah. rimming. Yeah, the rimming of it. Yeah. Uh-huh. That feels nice, but the whole thing, nah. I'm scared.
I'm scared. You think you just withered up, please?
I eat a lot of bad stuff. I eat a lot of spicy foods, so
you're worried you're just gonna go splat.
Yeah. It's already hectic when I get the rumbles and I gotta run to the washroom. Like, I barely miss something. I know that. That's something else. But yeah.
You need to have somebody work your way into it. If it's your forte, right? But that's only if you're like really into it. So
Yeah, no knock on anybody that doesn't.
What was that? Fire in the hole?
Fire in the hole.
And we got the fire trucks out here too.
Oh, ambiance.
Yeah, so do you trust people you date 100%?
No, I don't trust anybody 100%. Mm-hmm. That's just it. I don't really care. That's just straight up. I was waiting for the elaboration. I can't really trust anybody 100%, but trusting like what though? Like trusting financials?
See,
trusting
that's the feelings, thing. Like, that's like, why
you
I
know, like,
no, but that's the reality, because a lot of people say like to make a deal breaker in a relationship, they say I need to trust the person, and I've always said like it's not about trust. It's about elements of different things. Like, there is trust there, there's loyalty there, there's convenience, because a lot of the times we're with people that work out to being a convenient situation.
I think like that's like, it's such the easiest answer to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like I need trust and loyalty, obviously, but like what else? Yeah, like we need like breakdown. It's just like you obviously need oxygen and shit to live. Like, that's fucking obvious that you need or you want trust and loyalty. But what else do you need in a relationship? Or, you know what I'm saying? But for me, trust is not that. Like, it's not a deal breaker for me. Because if you're still... if I don't trust you, but the relationship's still good, like... like, I think that's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might here and there think like you're doing something, but fuck, bro, you cook a good meal, me compromise. And you, we have good sex,
a relationship,
we have
good conversation.
Yeah, like
all these factors: compromise, understanding, trust, loyalty, love, all these things. Because you really can't be around somebody if you don't like. It's almost like in a shelter environment, or like just something where you're around so much randoms and you're just together. I don't think you can be with somebody unless there's an element of trust there, especially in a living situation or like something where you're having sex with them. Like, there has to be an element of trust, like to some degree. That
yeah, you gotta trust, but to like for like a th- like for an example, like I trust more females with my financials more than like a situation like if I tell you something personal and then you come back and throw it in my face. Mm. Like, if you steal a couple $100,000 from me, that's cool. I can get that, not 100,000, but maybe a couple hundred. That's cool. I can get that back. Even thousands, I can get that back. But it's like when you throw something personal in my face, you know what I'm saying? That to me, yeah, that to me is just like, fuck, bro. So I can't trust you with my feelings, or I can't trust you with some of my thoughts, but I can trust you with my financials. I can trust you with... being around me or being in my house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so trust is not really a deal breaker for me.
It can't be, yeah. There's so many factors. Right? Yeah. So just wanted to make it clear.
Yeah.
So who is your woman crush every day? Like, who do you really, like, creep on? Or, like, I'm not going to say creep, but who do you really think is, like, your woman crush every day that you see online and you're like, whoa. I know you just said, Winnie?
Winnie Harlow's one. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get my back eaten out for this. Chroma's is Bredrin, bro.
Oh, her chair girl?
No. Who's that next girl that she's always with? Chocolate something?
Wait, her little Spanish homie?
God.
That's Bati and Bench right there.
Can you pull up her thing really quick? Like, I don't know her name. Go to her story. No, go to Chroma's stories right now. Like, just go scroll through her stories. You see how the girl got me tongue twisted? Like, just scroll through Chroma's stories. Like, this girl, oh my God. I just think she's beautiful. Right there.
Should she tag her?
It's chocolate something.
You know,
Sorry. Chocolate underscore Y Canela. Oh my God.
She's private, right?
Private pitch.
Yeah, that's what I've seen go through Messi's stories.
This guy calls her Messi.
He knows her OnlyFans name.
Her OnlyFans is popping still.
I just want to see my niggas flossing. Yo, Ricky, bless me with these clothes.
Jesus Christ.
This is a Chroma's takeover right now.
What is going on?
Okay, sorry, here, let's see.
Right here. You're in love.
Like Jesus, God damn.
Gutsy is feeling her.
Yeah, she's a problem, fam. She's a problem. I just showed Alizé some pics. Yeah.
For the listeners, yeah.
Yeah, for the listeners' audience. So yeah, hold on.
Chroma's is not on your.
Nah, she came here. I interviewed her.
She's disqualified.
Yeah, she's disqualified. So beautiful young lady with amazing entertaining talents. And go watch that interview, by the way, 6 Views Uncut, while you're here.
Yes, go check it out. Follow the page.
This guy's good.
And subscribe right now while you're here too. You know what I'm saying? Just press that like, comment, subscribe button. But yeah, this guy's
media trained.
Where do you get it from?
I wonder, right? I wonder who. Those two I put on a list. I don't really. It's so weird now because like I'm doing so many editing and I'm thinking like, yo, how can I freaking boost up my freaking platform and my brand that I'm not really watching girls like that. Shout out to 3K Browning and Nadi El Patron too.
Ooh. Big shout out.
They be popping their ass too on the internet every goddamn night.
Okay.
Who's yours?
I watch a lot of people, but like not that much because I'm really not online like crazy. So I haven't really noticed too many people that have really like caught my eye like that.
I'll also throw out porn stars. I watch King Nasir. He's a new young guy that he has viral. He does music too and shit. He's pretty entertaining. He also like he dances in the pussy. That's his thing. Like he'll be sorry, might get demonetized, but like he's doing his thing and he'll hit the whoa or he'll take off a girl's wig and put it on his head. So he's more entertaining. Mm-hmm. So like I like watching his shit. Simone Richards. Sorry, Gutsy's getting in his perv bag right now. Miss B Nasty, Tiana Trump, of course. Yeah. Shout out to Pawn Stars, them.
You're online a lot.
No. I'm not online. I just, those are the people that, you know, I just rock with. Like, when I need to, you know, girl's not around and I need to get a quick one off. They're the ones in the ebony section that be popping off big. Ebony. So.
You know, what was it? St. John just announced on the radio. Like, I remember I heard it on, what was it? Kiss 92, I think. They were saying that, like, he announced that he's into black porn stars now because he was into white ones the whole time. Who? St. John.
St. John the rapper?
Yeah.
Shout out to St. John, Guyanese brother.
Yeah.
He was into the white ones?
Mm-hmm.
They're...
I forgot the name of the girl that he said he likes, but she was a black one, so that made news, believe it or not.
Yeah, I could believe it, though, because it's like it's now that I feel like black girls are starting to be a little bit more entertaining. I think they kind of just did it to get a bag kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and you could see it where it's like, no offense, but them white girls would be... Doing getting the most? Their throats dig the hell out and vomited and they be like, oh my god, daddy.
So is it like a thing then black women in porn, for instance, have more limitations? Would that be safe to say?
I think so. I think black people in general, like everything, sex is just so, you know what I'm saying? We have Toronto, again, going back to the whole everything being taboo. Like, oh, I'm not going to do that, or I don't do anal, or I'm not getting double penetration, or I'm not, you know, like, whereas I think...
Black people keep their categories small.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to see a black... you're not going to see a lot of black girls in peeing videos, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that.
Pee what? Sorry. golden showers, sorry. Yeah.
So, you know, like, you more see the Caucasian females doing that, and for whatever reason, whether they even don't like it, but they just show... Like, they just more, when it comes to the acting of it, if it is acting, they're just more, yeah, just more, it looks like they're entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just looks better. Whereas the black girls, it just looks like, yo, I just need this shit to be over. Like, this nigga got my new wig done fucked up. He done golden showered all over this. You be seeing them girls bobbing. Sorry, I might get...
but they be bobbing and going like this at the same time in the videos and shit like that. It's like, what the fuck, me? Like, pay attention to the... Anyways.
No, man, the hair, the wig's gonna fall off, man.
Multitasking.
Yeah, me, like, fam, I seen it.
My shit itching.
Yeah, me. I swear to God, I wish I had the video for you. This is like a year or two ago. The girl was bobbing and she... I was like, no. I sent it to my homie like, come on, fam.
Girl, my
she's not going to make it in the industry. She's worried about the wrong things.
Would you rather the stocking foot show with the hair fall off?
Yeah, because you're going to go viral. At that time, yeah, viral's still the thing. So, yeah, you would have went viral. Movie.
Oh, man. Again, but think about it. In the culture of like black sex, for instance, it's all about the hair pulling or the hair pulling out and all that shit, that wild stuff. But when it comes to now being on like real actual porn, maybe it's not seen as sexy to have hair like out like that.
True. It could be.
Right? Because you're not going to see that really in the Caucasian one. Hair falling.
Yeah, you're not going to see no the white girl's hair falling out.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
But yeah, interesting, but you're going viral, man.
You're mad because she's like, oh, and then like,
yeah, like the chick wanted to fix her wig. Nah, you get in there, baby girl. You know what you signed up for?
She's like, give me a second. Let me just put this back on.
Yeah, she didn't have that. She didn't have that tighten on too right.
So the girls that have braids then have it down pat, extensions.
I love that. I love single braids.
That's a fetish.
Yeah, the girls that have single braids and curly, like I like women with their hair curly. I like that style. Like
so natural hair curly or like just what?
Either or. Natural or like weave or what, wig or whatever. I don't know what I got.
So you have that.
But I like that. I like single braids and curls. I got them. That looks nice. They look nice with that.
Okay. So do you feel or have you felt like your partner was low key, like talking to somebody else or a few people and like was just denying it? Like just not.
The partner I'm with now or in...
Before. In general,
partner with now, no. Before, yeah, I've known. I've got cheated on many times.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I had one time, like my one of my first serious girlfriends. I thought she was so innocent, fam. But then, like when certain guys were just like, "Yo, that's your girl," I was like, "Yeah." Like, okay. I was like, whoa, what was that about? No, nothing. But yeah, she was a dirtbag. She was fucking everybody in Malvern.
Malvern. Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Oh, poor thing.
I probably know her.
Probably. Probably. But yeah, I've been cheating on and stuff like that. I've had my intuitions, but at the same time, I was doing my thing too. And I was so like, I was so into what I was doing that I really didn't even care. Like when it happened, I got upset, yes, but it was just like, bro, like you're fucking down the place too. You're fucking this girl's friends. Like, come on.
So does that make it worse if you're also doing it? Or like I'm talking about like when you're not in active pursuit of somebody else. Like, I mean, is there like
when you're not doing it, it makes it worse. Obviously, I think when you're doing it, it's just like, well, that's your karma, nigga. Like
yeah.
You should be spending time with your girl instead of being in your girl's fucking best friend or your girl's cousin's fucking pussy instead.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
yeah,
interesting.
I apologize to all the girls that I was unfaithful to.
Yo, your karma.
Nah.
Waza.
Nah, nigga, too bad. You got me at my worst.
sorry.
That's so terrible, man. Damn.
Yeah, Gutsy's asshole.
Gutsy. So, if you're in a serious relationship, should either person still be on dating apps or dating sites? Like, do you think it's disrespectful to be dating somebody, like living with somebody, and they're like on like a Tinder or something still? Like,
not really. Depends on the situation of why you're on there. You can also use these things now as promotional tools. So you can go start going live and get an audience depending on what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the game's changed.
But do you really believe that? Because if you're going like...
Man, POF, you can go on live now. Like, you can go on live and have an audience of people. Thousands of people watch you just like you're on Instagram. So I didn't fucking know that. But somebody told me that and they're like... Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, dating platforms are opening up now and becoming more social spaces, not for just typical dating, because maybe the dating thing isn't really working out as well.
Yeah, because you can't really... Like, it's... I think nowadays, too, you can't do anything because of the fucking vid, right? So... what can we do as a platform, like these dating sites, like what can we do? Because the people can't really link up and go on dates. And unless they're just going to go fuck. You know what I'm saying? It happens. But like a lot of people, you're not supposed to do that, right? So now how can we get something to entertain people? Because we might have certain people that believe in the whole COVID thing and might not want to go on dates. So how can we still keep them engaged in the app?
No, that makes sense.
So yeah, now it's kind of like a situation where if my significant other had another thing, I don't care, man. I have bigger things to worry about.
It depends on how emotionally involved you are, I guess. Because if you're committed and you're trying to make something work and you're in a more intensified relationship with, you know, finances and personal, like, intimacy and all those things, then you should be affected by what your partner's doing. Because it's like, how much for you are they? Mm. Right? Like, if they're just trying to fool around and they're looking for the next person to slam, usually sex connects people, right?
What if they're on there to try and find somebody for a threesome?
If you're into that, I guess.
Never know, right?
Yeah. But I meant it in the question in the context of you not knowing. I know. Like something going on behind your back where you're just like, yo, what the fuck? Thought I was laying it down.
I don't think I'd be too bothered if I went through my girl's phone, or if I said, hey, let me take a picture or something, and I went through her phone and I seen like a Tinder or whatever. It is what it is, man. Go get it on, bro. I'm trying to get rich.
So you're nonchalant about it. You don't really care. Indifferent.
I think I'm at that age now where it's just like,
you keep saying like you're so old. It's not like,
I feel like I'm old. So mindset, I feel, man. Because mindset. I had big goals, bro. I wanted to be like rich and retired by 30. And that didn't happen. So now it's just like the goals to get at certain things that I want now, I gotta really work hard at it. So now I'm at the place where, hey, if you wanna go experience different things because of that, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You better hope that you can make sure that this relationship stays intact, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like sometimes your partner could start having another relationship while they're still kind of like with you and start building somewhere else and then just drop you after a while.
Here's the thing, too, that I said to Friday. Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
I don't like it, and I don't try to do it, but I've had it done to me. So, yeah, I think that would be, you know what? It's a hard one because I don't want to endorse it. Like, I'm not going to be one to say, like, yo, it's fucking cool. Because if I connect emotionally with somebody, that fucking means a lot. Because, like, I'm about my grind. I'm about, like, getting ahead, doing what I need to do. So if somebody penetrates that emotional space or that mental space where I actually start giving energy back, and feelings and love and all that shit, I will be fucking pissed off.
It's a deal breaker for me.
You said it's a deal breaker.
But there's a reason why. Because if, like, let's say I'm with a significant other and she wants to start fucking somebody else or she wants to explore, then tell me that. But if you do it behind my back, it's the lying part.
Mm. But right? What if she does it behind the back, but she comes out and tells you, or...
No, if the communicate, that's the whole point of a relationship.
Yo, it has I fucked to be up. Open. I ended up having, like, I did something. I was in my feelings. It was because we were in an argument.
Well, that's a different story. You know what I mean? There's layers to it. Right?
Obviously, everything needs context.
You know what I'm saying?
But that still requires, it's just like, think about it like...
Because I could do the same thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. We can all, anybody can throw up a story, right?
No, but anybody could fuck up. Like, you know, we're in a world where a lot is coming at us, and a lot more is going to be coming at us over the years. Mm-hmm. We might slip,
but that's what I'm saying.
But fucking somebody's that's
a slip.
It's a choice. It really is. Unless it's rape, it's a choice.
It's a slip.
I don't see, like, you put yourself in situations. If you're vulnerable, if you know that, like, you drink a lot and you act crazy, and you know that you have those bad habits, you're in control of how you choose to respond to situations.
That's right.
Like, for instance, there's people that will smoke weed and get high, and they know that they get high and they'll want to go out and turn up and be high in public and do erratic things. And then there's people that know that they are high and want to mellow down and calm themselves because they know their limits. That person makes that choice to want to go out there and do all that crazy shit, whereas the other person knows their temperament and wants to, like, still get high, but then also, like, whatever. Just like people that drink or people that do anything.
I don't want to get my homegirl in trouble. I'm going to say no names. She told me she went to an event. I'm not going to say where. I should fuck, bro. I'm exposing a lot. Anyways,
don't say where.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything. Anyways, there is an event, right? People are there. She has a boyfriend, but her boyfriend's going through a situation right now where she can't, they can't be together too, all the time because of COVID. You know, he interacts with his mom a lot, whatever. She ends up going to the club. A guy just comes up on her, kisses her, sucks up on her neck, starts feeding herself. Gives her
what she needs at that moment. Yes.
So at the time, she started, like, she's saying, like, yo, I'm grabbing this nigga's piece and da-da-da-da-da. She's getting into it. But then she's like, when it's actually time to go home and fuck, she can't do it. But at the same time, she pretty much fucking rubbed up the man's piece, touch up man's dick, kiss up foreplay. She did enough foreplay that it was just like, fam. She told me, like I pretty much might as well just went home and fuck the guy.
Make love in the club. It's typical. But again, if you know that you're triggered, this is a mature adult we're talking about, not a kid. Mm. So this is somebody who knows their temperaments when they've had controversial situations with a partner, because that probably wasn't their first argument or their first issue. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be responsible as a person to know, like, if you and your partner argue a lot, or if you guys live together, or if you guys are serious, there's probably a history or a continuance of things that make you guys clash or make you guys have your moment. Do you run to your mom, go complain and talk to her? Do you run to your girlfriends? Do you run to your guy friend? Or do you go to the club? Choices. Because you could stay home and cry, or you could stay home and think about what your next step is, or you can fucking say, I'm out. Choices. So it comes down to that. When you even let somebody that is not your main person even physically engage with you, hug you, touch you, kiss you, that's so out of the norm, because on a regular day, you wouldn't even let a next man come and brush past your backside, you know? You wouldn't do that. So it's the vulnerability. Like, a lot of us feel this. Sometimes you get mad at your partner and you just maybe want to go let off some steam or whatever. But once you leave your house, you make yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're not in your right state of mind. So for you to go on road and know that you're already emotionally driven, for you to get in a vehicle or take an Uber, or for you to even order a drink and all these things, they are vulnerable stages that lead to something else.
But that's not fair, though. Because you get into a vulnerable state when you get inside by yourself too, though.
But there's things, okay, but again, is it safer and better because you know that tomorrow's a new day? You wake up differently, or you guys have, you know, apologies and all that stuff? Because there are situations too. A girl, she could be with her man, and then he has a brethren around. Her and the guy argue a lot, but she's feeling the brethren. Okay? Mm-hmm. The brethren goes on road, leaves them, right? Has doubt in his mind a little bit, but I'm just saying there's situations that people are put in and the choices they make. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, there's the whole situationship. Where people are around each other and they might feel somebody, and it all depends on how they choose to respond in that situation. Because I can be around somebody, I could be with somebody, but I could find somebody attractive. But if I now start to make that person that I'm attracted to have communication with me, and I start opening up to them about what I like about them, and then I start absorbing them and now looking at them as somebody, as like a suitor or somebody I would talk to or do something with, I now made that choice.
Okay. Yeah,
there's levels to everything. Once you invite something in, whether it's fluid or people or anything into that energy, you start to mix. Mm. So you got to know your temperaments. Because if I know that I turn up when I drink because I have low tolerance, then something most likely is going to happen.
Yeah.
Just because of that vulnerability known to me.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because I'm still conscious before I actually get, before I start to get like high or, you know, drink and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there's an element of responsibility as an adult and a responsibility to your relationship. That's the whole point of why you're in one, because there's accountability to you.
Yeah. People ain't trying to take accountability, though.
Right.
I know, sorry. Way out.
Getting but me into right. some nah, lessons here. But nah, like, that's just the facts. We're all responsible for what we do. And sometimes it's what we don't do that saves us.
That's you guys getting mature on me, man. I hear you. I definitely hear you. I'm trying my best.
It is what it is. And right now with COVID, it makes it harder. But then sometimes it makes people actually want things a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they're unsatisfied or frustrated, or maybe there's a lot of fighting. All kind of things are at play. So
your life is not normal anymore. You know what I'm saying? You have to cut your normal life. Mm-hmm. Is now staying inside. Mm-hmm. All the time, being in front of whatever all the
deprived,
time.
Deprived, like, you know what I'm saying? Sexually deprived or whatever the case is.
I think people are definitely more high in here.
You're normal.
Yeah.
Backpage might have made a killing though.
Right, so I mean, how much more time do we got?
We're hour and 13 now.
Yeah, so Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about call girls?
I don't mind. They're cool.
Do you feel like right now everybody's kind of going nuts, like trying to call up every girl they can for services and stuff like that? Like, how do you feel?
I don't really know, man. I'm far away from the game, but I would like to assume that, yeah, the game, like right now, people would want to get females because it's just like I said, like everybody's just stuck inside. So imagine like all the tricks that are stuck with their wife now, like they were at work and they were able to go. Now they can't go, like they can't even use the excuse like I'm going out. Karen, fuck! I'm just going outside!
Gas station, you already went.
I'm just going to fucking walk and get some fucking smoke, Karen. Jesus Christ, let me go out fucking 45 minutes. So it's like, now it's like, yo, they can't even get that time to just go let off a freaking half hour with a gal. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think people are going crazy right now. This is obviously why like the OnlyFans and like the lives are booming. It's like, yo, I gotta get it somewhere. You know, Pamela up.
So you don't necessarily need that physical in-person experience. You're okay virally as well.
Yeah, I'm good with viral. Yeah, I can't. Nah, I can't meet myself personally. Can't. I'm not interacting with no call girls. But I don't knock it. You know, shout out all the call girls out there. Shout out everybody doing their thing.
All right, Friday.
What?
It ain't chicken if you got it.
What's the question directly about the call girls?
Well, how saying, do you feel about them? Like in like times like this right now, like are you like?
I want them to make their money.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm sure that they're having a harder time with making their choices of who to meet up with, like the ones who are out there still doing their work, because there's a possibility that, like, besides not diseases, because
safety.
A lot of people don't think that women who work in the industry are clean, mm-hmm. but some of those women are probably cleaner than some of these dirty ass holes out here. No disrespect to like the girls who assholes. are not in the industry but are dirty assholes, but you know, you could have a stink pussy and you don't sell your shit, you know what I'm saying? You're giving up your stink pussy for free. But I digress. I would imagine besides the diseases that you can get sexually transmitted, now you got to worry about getting fucking COVID. You know what I'm saying? So your customer can come and bring you fucking COVID. And now you can't work for the next 2 to 4 weeks because you got to isolate and all that bullshit. It's because Johnny Trick fucking came in with a little bit of a runny nose. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Hey, like I said,
that must be annoying.
Hey, like I said it on my page, man. We don't knock tricks, man. Any man that has money to buy.
No, but I'm knocking Mr. Trick if he's coming through and he has COVID symptoms and now he's giving it to Shorty and now she can't fucking get no more paper, right?
And then they both have to explain what the hell they were doing.
Yo, Pengs can switch up his song. Chick don't want to work on a COVID. Tell that dumb bitch, shut up.
Go be a super spreader. Let's go. Go get that money.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks, too. Yeah, that is a problem. Yeah. I wasn't even really thinking about that part of it, too. But, yeah, like, frig, you got to worry about the guys having COVID or anybody just...
Yeah, the hotel rooms.
The hotel rooms being saved. The hotel ladies. Not even just bed bugs. Like, just what Friday's saying. Like, the whole COVID aspect, right? Then you get into, like, you get put into a situation where, okay, let's just say... You go to a hotel and you meet Johnny Trick, or maybe the hotel maids come inside, or maybe you interact with somebody at the hotel desk that has it, then you start spreading it to certain Johns and everybody.
Oh, the ventilation, man.
They start spreading it to everybody. Then you become the person like, well, hey.
And there's no contact. There's no contact tracing for them. It's a secret society, right?
Mm. Damn, we living in some times right now.
And then be safe out there when you go get the gal, man. Wear your mask while you're half hour is going
wear
on.
Wear your
bro.
Mask while you're getting that ass.
Wear the mask while you're getting that ass.
That might have
wear
to be the title.
Did I just come up with that?
Bars.
That's like a pop or not only like a techno song. Like wear the mask when you're getting that ass. Hey,
we say, Alizé, you ready to go to the booth?
Yeah, you got it in. You got the next one in here. 16.
Only on the right beat, man.
Hey. Don't let me go into the vault.
Yeah, somebody just came from somewhere special.
Yeah, we ain't saying no names. just go follow on the We Love Hip Hop Network page.
We ain't gonna talk about that. You
know? Yeah, we'll save that for Sunday. Yes.
So we are
ain't nothing. In it may not mean nothing to y'all.
Something to me right now.
Inside exclusive. So we are pretty much summing up Gutsy Guts, and yeah, it was a great interview. And
thank you, man.
From a host to host, and you know, doing the most. Am I just rapping now?
Watch you. She just got it. It just drop a beat Friday. You might as well at this point just drop a beat for her. Just go find something. Gonna lay something down because Alizé is in that mood right now.
I know, and I'm not much of a freestyler. I just, you know, give you my style. That's
have
free.
You done this ever? Any? Have you done this on the show before? Alizé. Oh, I'm gonna get her hype.
Oh man, well, we haven't played none of my tracks, but we can't because it's
that's what we should have opened up with.
No. The censorship alone in the first couple seconds. I don't have much music that doesn't have the fucking words, man.
That's a song I wanted to open up with. Go listen to it, both of you guys. Little John featuring Obi and Devin the Dude, Unana.
Is that new?
No, it's pretty old, but
vintage shit.
I wanted to open up with it, but I'm just like, man, Friday's just gonna be having to bleep or just clear out the whole audio because it's like, oh,
God. All right, I'll take us out for the outro with it.
Yeah,
I got you.
All right, say less. Oh, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back to me now. Okay, again, follow on Instagram, Alizé Vlogs. Go to my bio. Definitely follow Zay Link on Instagram as well. If you have comments, questions, intimacy, sexuality, ZayLinks with an S at gmail.com. Follow Friday Ricky Dread.
Hey.
We Love Hip Hop Network.
Am I going to get demonetized for doing this?
Remember,
this whole episode is getting demonetized.
Gutsy likes his nipples.
Not too much, still, ladies.
This is an appeal for the ladies only. Fellas, cover your eyes. Unless you like him. Whoa. He's totally okay with those.
I'm okay with those. Like, I'm okay with it, man. Unless you ain't gonna get nothing, but
they could still support.
Follow me though. Get me to 10,000. Mm-hmm. Give me to 100,000. Get We Love Hip Hop to 100,000. Get Alizé to 100,000.
Facts.
We love you out there. Content for days. Gutsy Guts. Alizé. Friday Ricky Dre.
Yes, and we're out.
Salix.
Let me get this to here.